Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we will be discussing an article that Dr. Carla Jenkins wrote in the October issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled "Shredlage as a Roughage Component in Steam-Flaked Corn Diets for Finishing Cattle." Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Jenkins.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Jenkins, in this article, you reviewed some research that took place at the Panhandle Research and Extension Center that evaluated using a different method in chopping corn silage titled shredlage. Share with us a little more about what the shredlage does and how it differs from traditional corn silage.
So it is shredded more than actually chopped. So like 26 millimeters instead of 13 millimeters, which is more of a traditional silage chopper size. And the reason behind that, the reason this might be of interest to producers, is that in feedlot diets that contain steam flake corn, which in the High Plains region, there are quite a few feedlots that would feed steam flake corn to get more utilization out of the corn. But when we do that, when we make that starch more ruminally available, then we also run a little more risk of acidosis. And so one solution to that is to feed more roughage in the diet so that there's more scratch factor going on in the rumen, and maybe we alleviate some of those issues in there. But the problem with that is roughages are expensive and then they're bulky. So the more roughage you have in a diet, the more trips in the feed truck you maybe have to make to feed the cattle, and that costs time and labor and equipment wear and tear. And so the whole point of the study was, if we use a method that leaves the particles a little larger, could we feed a little less silage but still get away with having less ruminal upsets? So that was kind of the premise of the study. And the company Kloss was the one that brought in the equipment that would then shred this, and they have deemed this product shredlage instead of silage. And so that's kind of what we're referring to when we say shredlage. It's just this corn silage product that's been cut in twice the particle size.
So set the study up for us, Carla. What level of corn silage were we feeding? What level of shredlage? How did those two compare to one another?
Okay. And so this was set up in a factorial arrangement so that we had chop method as one factor, so conventional versus this shredded, shredlage product. And then the levels of that were each either 9% or 14% of each either silage or the shredlage is how that was set up.
So we had cattle fed at 14% corn silage, 9% corn silage as part of the diet, and then also cattle fed at 14% shredlage and 9% shredlage, with the primary energy source being steam flaked corn. Is that correct?
Correct. Steam flaked corn, and then all diets contained on a dry matter basis, 15% wet distillers grains, and then a 5% supplement. That is how that study is set up then, so that the diets were the same. They were steam flake corn based, but then these two types of roughage processing, we'll call it, and the two levels, yes.
So what were some of the things that were seen when we got to the end and the cattle were harvested? How did the two compare to one another, and how did the two levels of feeding either corn silage or shredlage impact final performance?
So when we look at chop method, convention versus the shredlage, then we did see some differences there in dry matter intake. There was a little less intake in the shredded compared to the conventional. Final body weight was a little higher at the 0.02 significance level, and average daily gain and feed efficiency as well. So that's the main effect of chopping. The main effect of level, and that would be regardless of how it was chopped, but just whether you included 9 or 14%, had a tendency for final body weight to be a little more for the only 9% silage, and the efficiency of that was a little better for the 9% compared to the 14. So then if we kind of break that out into each individual treatment, we didn't see an interaction between chopping method or level. So basically what that means in researcher terms is that how the cattle responded on 9% shredlage was not vastly different from how they interacted on 9% chopped silage. So, or vice, or, you know, same thing with the 14. So what an interaction means is that if we had gain going linear as we change treatments in this factor and, you know, level on the other set, then that would be an interaction or something like that. So basically we didn't have an interaction, but we did see that the final body weight, was not different between the two levels when the silage was chopped, and it wasn't different between two levels of shredded silage, but that those on the shredded silage had a little higher body, final body weight than those that were chopped. And so essentially what we would say in the end is that the shredding and maybe feeding at a little less inclusion rate for that shredded product did result. It was kind of an additive effect. If you went with the 9% shredded silage and you shredded it, then you kind of got an additive effect there over just feeding it chopped. It has some potential for those that are in a region where they're feeding steam flake corn, I would say.
As we think about shredded processing versus the traditional chopped, how does that differ in terms of getting it into the pile, getting it packed? Is it harder to get it packed? What are we looking at, any difference on shrinkage? How does that method of harvest impact silage quality?
It was very similar in the way that, you know, it was chopped. And in fact, the same, you know, equipment was used, just different level setting for how big a particle they were using. We did store it in ag bags so that we had as little shrink as we could. And I don't know that a general producer would want to do it that way, but from a research standpoint, that assured us that we had the two products as similar as possible, with the only difference being the particle size. And so I guess we would need to do a study to actually evaluate in a big pile if there were shrink differences and if there were fermentation differences, but from what we have seen so far in the study, the two products were very similar.
Anything else to add, Dr. Jenkins, as we point towards wrapping up?
No, I don't believe so.
Thanks for joining me again today.
Thank you for having me.
So for more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Wash podcast, I encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. Again, the title of the article that we discussed is Shredlage as a Roughage Component in Steam Flaked Corn Diets for Finishing Cattle, and that can be found in the October issue of the Beef Wash newsletter.